Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Don't give me any of your crap.
Come on, we're wasting people's time.
Hi there. Thanks for diving into Two Peas Same Pod, the humorous podcast of family unity that proves we're all in this comedic roller coaster of life together. Here are your hosts, the father and daughter duo, Eric and Tova Weinstein.
Hello, and welcome to Two Peas Same Pod, a father-daughter podcast essentially about nothing. Thank you for joining us. I'm your co-host, Eric Weinstein.
And I am your other co-host, Tova Weinstein.
Very good.
He wants me to be serious.
I don't want you to be serious. I just want a better opener.
He goes, let's take it a little more serious today. Let's not do the woohoos. He's such a Debbie Downer.
Wah, wah, wah. Today is Friday, March 29. It's Good Friday, which every Friday for me is a Good Friday. And since we don't observe the Good Friday religion, it's just another Good Friday.
Yeah, and you guys will be hearing this next Tuesday.
That's right.
So it doesn't really matter what day it is.
No, but I like to...
But happy Easter.
Oh, yeah. For those
to
of
those
you
who celebrate. Yeah. I saw the place where Jesus was resurrected in Israel.
Okay.
I saw the original place.
Yeah, they took it.
And I snuck a picture for Brigida and her family. Shout out again.
I'm surprised that you weren't, like, arrested.
I know. Well, they shunned the other group away because they weren't wearing the correct clothing. They weren't wearing, like, the covering their knees, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, you have a tendency to sneak photos in places that you should not be sneaking
Where
photos.
Where else?
Where else? Well, how about Sistina Capella? Which, for those of you that don't know, that's the Sistine Chapel
and
in the Vatican.
And they literally like are like, don't take out any phones. Like they have like guns to your head.
And I don't think it's quite like that, but they don't want any flashes because flash will damage the painting.
I'm not doing flash photography. No, and I just did a little quick.
You held it down by your side.
Yeah, and I got it, and I showed Bridget, and they loved it. They couldn't get enough of it.
It is nuts. I have to tell you that when we went to Italy many years ago, this is back in 2017.
Yeah.
The same year you went to Israel. You spent 5 weeks in Israel that summer.
Yeah.
And then you got back. You were home 2 weeks, and then we were back over there.
Yeah, you boarded me on a boat and was like, see you again.
Okay, we boarded you. That's like waterboarding.
Yeah.
Yeah, funny. When we were over there, we saw a whole bunch of things that I had always wanted to see because I had become familiar with them just by growing up, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Boring.
And ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you, it's a leaning tower. That's all
of
it
nothing.
Is.
I mean, and as you're walking up to it, there are street vendors literally up against your face. Buy my purses, buy it, like all that garbage.
Oh, with there was the bracelets.
Someone in a suit in like a pizza costume.
Oh,
or
no,
some,
no.
Or-
oh, no, no. So I just want to tell this part of the story. So we went to Pisa. It was in the afternoon. It was very crowded there. Like that place is popular.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
It was
why.
Also very hot when we were there. It was over 100 every day we were in Italy. And we went to Pisa. And, you know, when I travel, I like to drink coffee from places that are not Starbucks. I want to try the local coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in Barcelona, because of the terrorist attack before we got there, we couldn't really walk around and sample much of the city, so we did go to a Starbucks on La Ramblas. But when we were in Florence and Pisa, and we went to Pisa, I was anticipating having some decent Italian food, having some nice Italian coffee. And, you know, you want to try the culture. You want to get into the culture of that area. And so what happens when we get there? We get to Pisa. We get out of the van. We start walking over to the Leaning Tower. And what's there?
We're greeted.
A subway.
We're greeted by a guy in a sub costume.
In a subway. The kind that you see here, you know, and spinning a subway sign. So... That was a little bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I would say this. Having gone and seen the Leaning Tower of Pisa, I'm glad we went. We could have been there 10 minutes, 15 mm-hmm. minutes max, and gone. Because there's nothing else to really... I mean, you can go into the church there, but...
You can go into the tower, no?
Yeah, you,
yeah, yeah. You can walk up it.
I don't think I would want to because of my vertigo and the fact that it's angled a little bit.
He's such a wimp.
We did take the requisite picture of you holding your hand up far away.
Yes,
but
I think we all did that.
Yeah. So, no, not Mom and Josh, just the two
of
us.
Yeah, where were they? It was us two.
They,
we were
they
left.
They went to go use the restroom and never, you know.
They always do that. Yeah. We're on vacation and then I'm like, where's Mom and Josh? He's like, probably the crapper. I see a Costco check over there. Is that a refund from all the emotional damages that you went through?
That's funny, but no, that is a refund from, not a refund, but we get a credit, for a 2% credit on our account for all of our purchases because of the type of account we have. And so they send me a check annually for the 2%.
Oh, it adds up for the year.
It's yeah, like that's a full year, which I can use to credit against our membership. You can use it anywhere in Costco under my account, not your account.
Oh, so I need your card.
So you're not getting it.
He has some like black Costco card. It's so cool.
Yeah, that's the whatever membership Josh and I have.
Yeah, why do I have the lower tier one? I go to Costco probably the most out of all of us.
It's the business membership thing that I have.
I was in the business school.
Yes, you were, and you graduated with a very strong GPA.
Thank you.
Anybody have a marketing and sales job out there, Tova is available.
I know, especially in the sports betting realm. Happy March Madness, people. I was just showing my dad all my bets on my
app. All her losing parlay bets.
It only lost because North Carolina, they lost by 2 points. So in March Madness, does it go by 1 point, or is it like 2 points and 3 point baskets?
No, yeah, it's regular baskets.
Why are they so low scoring?
They're not low scoring. Well,
the games?
College basketball is not as high scoring as the pros.
Okay.
And defense, you know, can keep the scores low. So generally they're around 100, under 100 points or whatever. I mean, I think, what was it, 84, 83 or 84,
no, it was
82
like
or something?
87, 80.
Whatever it was. There have been some games over 100, but not. I don't think that many.
Yeah, I had the over, I think, for UConn.
If only we knew somebody who was in the economics and statistics world who could figure out how many games on average the team score over 100 points.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
Look at this nine-leg same-game parlay.
Nine-leg.
Plus 5,043 odds, but it
basically
almost
had no
hit
chance.
Just my over. I did the total over points for the Connecticut and Northwestern game, and it did not hit. And then I don't even know who Marquette is in Colorado.
Marquette is, well, you know Colorado because you almost went there.
Yes, but
Marquette is in Milwaukee, and that's where Doc Rivers went to school.
And then Oakland, that leg didn't hit one of my
Oakland.
Other bets. And then Oregon and Creighton. I can't. I'm getting more mad as I look at this. But one of them did hit, and sometimes they'll just open the app, and there'll be like a little more money in there. I'll be like, because sometimes when like me and Nick are just hanging around, there's games on. I'm like, let me just put $2, a couple dollars on it, and so we're invested in the game. So we have a little oomph.
That's how they hook you. It's like giving you a little taste.
Yeah, but I don't get hooked. I'm so good. I don't get hooked. Should we get into it?
Yeah, of course we should get into
this
it.
This week?
But before we get into it, I'd like to give a big shout out to a couple of our biggest fans, Anne Marie and Mike of Worcester.
Worcester, Mass, the Dirty Woo.
The Dirty Woo is what I hear it's called, but I don't know. But Anne Marie and Mike, thank you for listening. We appreciate your support. Tell your friends, tell your family.
Tell everyone,
but is appreciated by Tova and me, and I appreciate the kind words and your support. So thank you for listening, Anne-Marie and Mike.
Also give a shout out to grandmother.
Oh, yes. So shout out to my grandmother who enjoys listening
to... Your grandmother?
What the hell's wrong with me? Shout out to Tova's grandmother who listens...
Glammy.
Glammy. Yeah, who listens while she's getting her nails done with her nail lady.
Yeah,
what do they say?
And hair. I think Alberto, too. Or
I don't know, but the nail lady says, that Tova, she's hysterical. Yeah, you don't live with her.
I live with myself.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how you do it.
Let's get into it. This week was boring.
It was a quiet week. Well, it was quiet, but there were a few hot topics.
The bridge.
Oh, my God, the bridge. You know, your grandfather didn't enjoy driving over bridges, even though he ran a courier business. And you know who hates bridges? Hates bridges.
Mom?
No.
Mom doesn't like bridges.
Well, she doesn't like them, but she doesn't hate them.
Who hates bridges?
Your Aunt Michelle.
Really?
Shout out to Aunt Michelle.
Stop giving everyone shout outs.
All right, I take that back. No shout out to Aunt Michelle.
No, shout out to Michelle, but stop.
Okay, so Michelle hates bridges. In fact, she's the one who sent me the clip on it. She's like, bridge, see this? And then she sent me the little video, to which I would say, holy crap.
My algorithm is messed up. All I'm seeing is the stuff about the bridge, and now I'm seeing a bunch of stuff about that, and then I'm seeing all stuff about the Quiet on Set documentary.
Well, that...
Have you, like, watched any of it?
I have not, but I'm going to, because I'm very interested in that. I'm very interested, because when you and Josh were younger, Dan Schneider's shows were on Nickelodeon. They basically... had all of Nickelodeon covered. It didn't matter. You could watch. I think he was also True Jackson VP.
Maybe. Is he Thatso? Thatso Raven?
Yeah, no, he wasn't Thatso Raven, because that was Disney.
But
he,
He
was the Amanda Show.
Yep.
And then he was Drake and
all
Josh.
That.
He was all that. Yeah, all that. Drake and Josh.
iCarly, Victorious. iCarly,
Victorious. I think he was also True Jackson.
Okay. And yeah, because so, that was Nickelodeon. Yeah, so I think so.
He basically... Yeah, I mean, he was just abusive, right? I mean, he was abusive in a lot of ways.
Well, his abuse, it was all over the place. But each episode kind of takes after one of, like, the characters. So, like, the first character, I mean, the first person.
Oh, is it a multi-part episode?
Yeah, there's, like, there's four episodes that we're in now. The last episode was, like, Drake Bell's, like, whatever, all that.
That kid is troubled.
Yeah, because Drake Campagna. Drake Campagna, his Spanish alter ego. Yeah. But no, it's actually pretty sad because his dad, I don't want to spoil this part, but
it's what do we care?
Life. But his dad, once Brian Peck was like found guilty and like got arrested.
So by the way, Brian Peck was his dialogue coach who apparently was abusing him.
It's uncomfortable because the dad, Brian Peck convinced the dad and Drake to have him be his manager instead of the dad. So then the mom, Brian Peck went to the mom and was like, yeah, the dad being involved in it, it's kind of shady, like blah, blah, blah. So he handed all of his like money over to the mom and the dad was out of the picture, but the dad was the one driving him to the like voice lessons and the dad was like staying near Drake because he said all on these sets, parents were just like, leave, go in a room, and all these people would just be with the children, but he would stay with Drake to make sure like everything, because he knew something was weird. But once Brian got convicted, he was like so happy. He said like to Drake, he was like, I'm so happy, like he was never able to get his hands on you, but it hadn't come out that Drake was the one to put him in jail, because at this point the mom had taken over. The mom was getting like sick of driving Drake to the lesson, so Drake would sleep at Brian Peck's house. Brian Peck would offer, so Drake would just constantly be going over there. He didn't know how to say it to anyone, but this all happened right before Drake and Josh show. All the Drake and Josh show, this had happened to him. Ugh. And Brian Peck, like, he had it's just, the documentary is disturbing, but it's just crazy because now you pick up, like, you won't be able to watch these shows the same anymore. Not just Drake and Josh, but, like, you always knew, like, Victorious, like, something was up with that.
I had a real, I had an issue with Victorious, mostly about the way they played Ariana Grande.
Yeah, they sexualize her, and, like, she's, like, a chat. It's very, very weird, and, like, just, like, the stuff that they point out.
And what about Jeanette McCurdy? And
yeah,
her,
that's a whole difference. That's what people think the next episode's going to be. They think it's going to be Jeanette because she's already kind of outspoken about this. But they talked about how Victoria Justice, Dan Schneider, like wanted to like sleep with her and she said no. And then you see
how old was she?
She was the only like legal one, but she,
because I thought Trini or Trina, whatever her name is, the sister was older.
She was like one of the like legal ones and he wanted to sleep with her and she said no. So he started phasing her out of the last season of Victoria. So
even though the show's named after her.
Yeah. But so we see Kat and Jade like the last like season.
I wasn't a Jade fan.
I love Jade. She's the best. She's
dark and disturbed.
She was in one of, but she's hilarious. She's hilarious. She was in like Empire. She was in the show that I watched.
Oh, he was Zoe 101 also.
Yeah, he was. The girl who played, do you remember Nicole? She was in like the first season, but she comes out on the documentary just about how like they were sexualizing her and she was only there for like the boy characters. And so she left. There's a bunch of stuff and it's quite disturbing. iCarly.
What is this on? Is it on
HBO maybe? I don't know, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to find
You want to give Jerry Traynor an applaud because there are like clips coming out about behind the scenes and like Dan Schneider's making like inappropriate comments and he's like, that's a child, Dan. Like, that's not fun. Like, he's like trying to like protect them.
Good for Jerry, who always gets confused for Jerry O'Connell.
I know, but the Drake Bell stuff is wild. I don't know. It's just very disturbing, but you should definitely watch it. Give it a watch.
I like Josh Peck. It's too bad his last name is connected to the guy who was abusing, who had nothing to do.
Yeah.
They're not related.
You didn't know he was addicted to like coke and stuff.
I did not know he had a drug problem.
And
but
he got like really skinny.
Yeah,
But people now are
like— Is that because he was on drugs?
Yeah.
People, but he's still really thin.
Yeah, now he's thin. I think he's like keeping up.
What is that movie that he is in?
Oppenheimer?
No. Mean Creek or whatever it is.
Oh,
where,
my God.
Like, if anybody's out, we're going to have to find that and talk about some other episode.
We can't find. What are we going to say about it?
Well, let me just say this. So Josh Peck was like 13 years old, and this is when he was like really heavy and whatever. And apparently in some movie either called Mean Creek or Up the Creek. I don't know.
No, I think it is Mean Creek.
Tova's going to look
Susie.
It up. But, yeah. Where he, oh, my God. At one point in time, they're on a boat on a they're on like a boat on a lake or on a river.
2004. Yeah.
Is that when it is? Okay, and what's the name of the movie?
It's called Mean Creek.
Okay, so Mean Creek and
Apple TV.
Okay, and so he plays this bully, and apparently he's out in this raft or this boat with a whole bunch of other kids from the neighborhood or whatever, and he goes off on such a foul rant. I mean, Lenny Bruce and Richard Pryor have
it's
nothing.
It's Millie. I think it's Millie.
Okay. I'm telling you, you could put all the filth comics in the same room together, and the language they use would be nothing compared to what he says on this like rant of about 30 seconds. We're not going to repeat any of it, but for laughs, haha, people, do yourself a favor and Google, you know, Josh Peck Mean Creek rant.
The movie's an hour and a half, but the literal description is the film is about a group of teenagers who devise a plan to get revenge on an overweight, troubled bully on a boating trip.
Well, I guess we know who the overweight bully is.
Yeah, but Josh is getting a lot of backlash right now. I know. You call me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
But so he's getting a lot of backlash, and Drake Bell has come out being like, don't stop like canceling Josh, like he had no idea. But you know who also came out?
But hold on, but that's interesting because apparently after Drake and Josh went off the air, their friendship sort of dissolved.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people thought probably because maybe it was due to somewhat Josh's drug use, but also Drake had gone off the rails.
Well, yeah, he was doing a lot of explicit things.
But they didn't invite each other to each other's weddings.
Yeah, but I think they like.
They even believe they're married. They are Drake and Josh to me. They are little kids.
This all got brought to social media, but like that, I think there was something more behind the scenes going on. Like Drake had said something about like Josh's wife, and so so I
think. You don't badmouth somebody's wife.
I don't know the exact details, but they weren't in bad blood, but after this all came out, Josh reached out to him privately and was like, he reached out to him and they had a phone conversation.
We need Megan in the mix.
Yeah. Oh, she probably is traumatized.
Yeah, you know, it's too bad. I like her and she hosts a TV
show.
She
has no personality. iCarly is times 100 of who she is. She like, I've seen interviews of her and she's just
she's very bland.
What's your favorite curse word? Probably okay, but she goes, ha, afterwards. It's like, it's so weird. You want Megan on? Boobs.
What?
She called Drake and Josh the boobs.
Did she? I don't remember.
But yeah, people, I would definitely watch the documentary. You might not be able to watch your childhood TV shows the same. They didn't talk about like George Lopez. They talked a little about Home Improvement.
Really?
Was that Nickelodeon?
I think.
Am I just making that up?
Yeah,
did they talk about Tim Allen? Maybe me and Nick talked about Tim Allen and how they had like a creep going on their set.
I am not at all a fan of Tim Allen.
You don't like Tim Allen? He was in the Beethoven dog movie, right? Or
yeah, I don't care.
Why don't you like Tim Allen?
I don't like him. His politics don't align with ours, but I don't like him. I never found Home Improvement particularly funny.
Josh liked it, right?
I know, but I think it's just very stereotyped and whatever. However, I will say this. The weekend before I took the bar exam.
Okay,
so we're talking about 1993, okay? So the weekend before the bar exam, I was trying to decompress. You know, there was a lot of coaching at the bar review course about how to handle the last week going into the bar exam because you've really been locked in for so long. 3 years of law school, then you get 8 weeks of a bar review course to prepare for the July bar exam.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, sometime in mid-July or the third weekend in July, and Mom and I watched the movie City Slickers, which was on HBO that Saturday night. okay. With Billy Crystal. Funny movie. So we watched that. And then right after that, Tim Allen's stand-up comedy special came on. Now, Tim Allen's been in prison. He was dealing cocaine or something.
What?
Yeah, he's got a long history. You can That doesn't bother me. I mean, people
I know,
rehabilitate
Bruno Mars.
Themselves.
He's
yeah.
in debt to MGM, like millions from sport, I think from gambling.
Yeah, celebrities do that all the time.
I can help him out.
Oh, please, with your nine-leg parlays.
He could have my bat mitzvah money.
Funny. Right after City Slickers, the Tim Allen special comes on. And it was actually funny. Some of it was funny. But I just remember vividly his closer. Like, his closer was easy. He's complaining about how he's not a great helper around the house, which is kind of funny because he gets into home improvement. But, you know, he's talking at this time that he's not great and his wife does not appreciate how he loads the dishwasher. Sound familiar, Tova? And he said, you know, my wife, she has this crazy idea that I'm supposed to rinse off the dishes before I put them into the dishwasher. He goes, well, in that case, let me wipe my ass first before I take a And that's how he closes his show, which was kind of funny, only because I can relate.
Yeah.
Because your mother has a particular way of loading the dishwasher.
The other
and
day,
nobody else, everybody does
know.
It wrong.
The other day, I actually blamed something on you that was my fault. She was like, I always tell them that these ones can only go at the front of the top rack.
Oh, and I know I know which cup. She's talking about the Yetis, the certain
and
size
like,
Yetis.
Yeah, I can't believe Dad put that in like that.
And guess what? Dad had nothing to do with it.
And she was like, I know, I tell them all the time.
I know, and I can hear exactly how she's saying
I
it.
I know.
All right.
Okay.
Shout out to Elaine.
Stop shouting out.
It's your mother. We can shout out to your mother.
I walked out of the Bob Marley movie. Me and Nick, that's the first movie I have ever walked out of.
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie. There were a couple of movies I should have walked out of.
Okay, but you didn't.
But I didn't. But your mother walked out of Schindler's List.
Yeah, okay. Well,
that's a little different. So we went with another couple to see Schindler's List at the old General Cinema in Framingham, which has been long since torn down. This is right before it got torn down to be rebuilt.
Where was it located?
If you can envision the way Shoppers World is set up right now,
yeah,
it kind of would have been where DSW is.
Okay.
We went there and we saw it with another couple. I'm not going to give a shout out.
Ooh.
We went with this other couple, and we all went to go see Schindler's List, and your mom walked out of it, and I don't blame her because that is a tough movie to watch. Spielberg really drilled down to the details there. And at one point, not that far into the movie, maybe like, and it's a 3-hour movie or so,
yikes.
But maybe 45 minutes into the movie, your mother got up and left.
Did she's anyone like, else walk out of the movie?
No, you know? I don't think other people were, they might have. I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah.
She's like, she whispered to me, you can stay, but I can't watch this. And she went outside and she sat down on the bench. And as luck would have it, typical accountant, she had our checkbook with her and she happened to have the most recent bank statement. So she decided that would be a perfectly fine time to balance the bank statement. So she was sitting on a bench and the manager of the theater happened to walk over to her and asked her what was going on. And she said that she walked out of Schindler's List. She couldn't watch it because it's so hard to watch. And he gave her a free pass to come back. I mean, he gave her a refund and then a pass to come back for another movie. Now, as it happens, everybody knows, or maybe nobody knows, but your great grandmother, Nana
she
Mary.
Loves the, oh.
No, Grammy's mom, Nana,
yeah.
used to work for General Cinema Corporation, the corporate office.
Okay.
And as an employee, she got a pass that allowed her and a guest to get into any movie for 50 cents each. Ultimately, it went up in price to $1 each. But for many years, I was going to the movies for $2 with a friend or with mom. Just $2. I had that pass. I'd go in. And they treated you pretty well because they thought you were a corporate employee because that's the only people who would have had these things.
I was going to say, Grammy is one of those people who loves the movie. She had one of those AMC.
Well, she had the Stubbs membership for
yeah,
a while.
She
used to use Nana's pass. She used to work at General Cinema, and then Nana worked there with her. And then Nana took her job when Grammy left and moved out to Framingham.
What the hell?
This is back in the 60s.
Oh, my God.
Who would have thought? That's why we're so into the movies in our house.
Yeah, so can I continue?
You may.
Me and Nick walked out of the Bob Marley movie.
I can't believe that, man.
We couldn't understand. They were talking really fast. They had very thick accents. You couldn't really understand. And the movie just, it didn't give any backstory. It just dove into him as like a... like 20-year-old whatever, and there was just like they were singing around. There was no plot. It was so confusing. They didn't really explain who he was or what he did for like peaceful activists. They didn't do anything. I went to hear "Praise the Moonlight" and like I and what are his famous songs? They weren't even singing like them throughout the
One
movie.
Love. whatever yeah. that song is they use so in the I Sandals was, commercial.
Me and Nick,
I'm not a fan of reggae, so it's not really my thing.
I know, but Nick, he said from the beginning he could tell it was a little off from the way they were lip syncing. He was like, this is going to be an interesting hour and 45 minutes. And then we stuck it out for an hour, and I flashed my phone to Nick, and it goes, get me the hell out of here. And then so he's
what
like,
what theater were you in?
We were at Pat's place because okay. it was the rainy Saturday, and yeah. we were like, there's nothing to do, so let's go to the movies. And I was like, we should have seen, there's a new movie with like Sydney Sweeney, I think.
I don't know. I
was
like, we should,
yes, you do.
I don't know.
Sydney
who she
Sweeney?
Is that a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
I don't know.
She was in that red dress on the Oscars, and you were like, who is that?
And you said Sydney Sweeney.
You'll recognize her.
Okay.
She was in Euphoria. She was in White Lotus. It. Did you watch White Lotus?
No, I didn't watch
You should watch White Lotus.
Okay.
That's a good show.
I like Lotus Blossom.
Chinese food. Don't show those.
No, I don't like it that much. Not I don't like there that but much. Yeah, I like Sichuan Gourmet.
And there were like these, oh my God, obnoxious people in front of us. And I was like, I'm about to tell them to shut up. And Nick was like, Tova, don't. And I was like,
oh,
someone.
There is, hold on. There is a hilarious Seinfeld episode where George unloads on somebody sitting behind him at the movies.
I was about to. I was this close.
How close?
This close.
Okay.
And so I was about to unload, and then Nick was like, here, we can't make it too obvious. So like,
hold on. It's just a good thing that Nick is with you. Yeah. Because Nick, A, can calm you down, and B, Nick is a big guy. So yeah, nobody's. So if you pick a fight with somebody, you get Nick back in you.
Exactly. And so I was like, he's like, Tova, let's just, I was like, he was like, let's not make a scene. I'll go first.
Let's not make a scene.
He was like, I'll go first. I need to go to the bathroom. And then he was like, let's not make it obvious because.
What did you think was going to happen if you walked out and you made a scene?
I didn't want to be seen as like racist or anything.
It's not racist that you don't enjoy the movie.
No, I know, but everyone around us was like.
What I would say, by the way, Tova's like moving her head back and forth looking around.
Like, that's I thought great, there were cameras.
That's great radio and podcasting right there.
I thought there were cameras in the theater. I was literally like, is this punk me? This movie's terrible. I started looking up reviews while we were sitting there. Rotten Tomatoes, okay, it was like realistic, but then there were reviews being like, oh, this was a great movie, man. Like, I loved it.
Why are you
it.
Doing
like,
it in that accent?
I don't know. And Ziggy, I think, came on like right when the movie like came on and was like, this is a great representation. This is how I would want it to be. This is how he would want it to be. We tried
every
our
day
best.
When you're walking down and the I was street.
Like, I was everybody like, Nick, I really meet, I wanted to learn something about Bob Marley. And Nick told me today he got shot and got killed. And I had no idea.
Okay.
We didn't make it to that part of the movie, but we couldn't make it to that part. The movie was bad.
So I can think of a couple of movies that I saw in the theater that I probably should have walked out of. One was back when I was like probably 18 or 19. Lou and I, after work one day or one weekend, went to go see The Neverending Story. And I can tell you one of the all-time worst. It never ended. We kept saying, well, when is this going to be over?
I mean,
and it never did.
You kind of played yourself. It was in the
well,
name.
Oh, we totally did. Yeah. So, like, we shouldn't have seen that. We should have walked out. I should have walked out. Of...
Who the hell?
Okay, and we're back.
It's like that episode of Drake and Josh where, like, they dressed up as Orthodox Jewish people and they sat in the back of the movie theater and they were like, pip, pip, la, dooly, doo.
I don't remember that one.
Okay. Well.
I remember Dr. Vichyssoise.
Yeah, Dr. Vichyssoise. Or what about the...
That's John O'Hurley from Natick and of Seinfeld fame.
And what about the George Foreman grill episode or the pepper?
I was on Peruvian
puff pepper.
Yeah.
Or what about the Walter episode where they go away and Josh like have a hotel at home and they throw like a party and then it's on like some TV like and then they see it and they're like that looks like our house. There's so many the sushi episode.
It's funny because like the parents play like such a secondary role. I mean in iCarly there were no parents.
Mm-hmm.
You just had Jerry Traynor playing the older brother. Victorious, no parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we see one time.
No, we see the mom and the dad.
Just
but
rarely.
There's like weird references to the mom
True
like
Jackson
having an
VP
affair
and
with
did.
The with the dad's like police friend. I don't know. Ooh. It's like weird.
Yeah, there's like a lot of like subtle adult stuff that goes on these shows.
Mm-hmm.
But like on Drake and Josh, Walter and the wife, like they would have a very, very secondary role and you never saw them again. You don't see them in other shows. Like a lot, Walter, the father, was one of the Murray brothers, I think. Bill Murray's brother, Brian Doyle Murray.
Okay.
The other Murray.
One of the
Murray.
one of the first people to make like a public statement like about like the Quiet On Set documentary was the mother on Drake and Josh being like, I'm so sorry, I had no idea like what you went through, blah blah blah. She was like, I know you aren't my kid in real life, but that in like the moment, like I should have like been there and like blah blah blah. Whatever.
That's like Julie Bowen being there for what's her
Haley.
Name? Yeah, what's her name in real life? I forget.
Sarah Hyland?
Yes. How Sarah Hyland was in an abusive relationship and Julie Bowen stepped in. And
or what about Arielle and got emancipated from her mother? Arielle Winter.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I don't know. You know, she's
a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes.
She's an odd cat.
No.
Arielle Winter, she's a little.
Why? Because she was like dating someone who was like 40 years old.
Yeah, her whole thing. Yeah, whatever.
Girl, did you know about Mark Wahlberg? Like literally, like almost like killing someone.
You mean back when he was a kid, a teenager?
But he's bad news.
Well, he was.
No, he's bad news. That you can't come back. He blinded someone, right?
I don't know the details.
Yeah, he almost like he put someone in like intensive care.
I like Marky Mark.
No,
and the Funky Bunch.
Oh, something's a little off with them.
You think?
We need like a little researcher on the side, like fact checking.
We do.
But Bruce Springsteen.
What about? Oh, Jenny McCarthy. Oh. Not Jenna Jameson. Jenny McCarthy.
Donnie Wahlberg.
She's a anti-vaxxer.
Oh. But Bruce Springsteen joined in my buddy Zach Bryan in his concert singing Revival. We're having it all night. Revival. Someone called the women's. Okay. You know, yeah, he joined him on stage, I think, really? At the New York show. I bet that would have been cheaper than the Foxborough one.
Probably. You know, it's heresy to say this, and I know I'm going to get backlash from people, but I don't really think Bruce Springsteen's all that.
The Steen? The last part of our name?
Not spelled the same at all.
The Steen.
And he's not one of our people. Although his daughter went to Boston College.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, he's fine. But I'm not one of those guys that's going to travel around the world following him.
Not anymore. Maybe in this prime, people.
Maybe, you know, maybe. I did enjoy Born in the USA back in the
80s. Born in the USA.
Oh, my God. This is what it's like living with her. You mention anything, and she'll tie a song to it and just blurt it out.
My life is a musical.
In your head.
P. Diddy, you hear about.
Oh, my God. Half a step away from R. Kelly.
Antigua. He's in Antigua. He can't get convicted. He's in Antigua.
I think it's Antigua.
Whatever.
Really? Is that where he lives?
No, they raided his home for sex trafficking.
Yeah, I know that.
But he got tipped off. I think he was already in the air. So they tried. Yeah, they tried to.
I thought they seized his private plane.
I don't know, but he's in Antigua. Maybe it flew back. So that's something. We'll keep stay updated on the P. Diddy. I don't really know too much about him. I know the whole Biggie shot. He was outside, all that BS, but
I'm not really much of a fan. I guess I wasn't all that surprised given what R. Kelly was
careful
doing.
What and you say. They're going to find where we live.
How many Tova Weinsteins could there be? Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know. Let's end on this reboot. They are starting an Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader reboot.
Oh, my God. Please, hopefully Jeff Foxworthy is not. He is Jeff Fox unworthy. Oh, my God. I cannot stand that
clown. And who is our favorite host? Travis Kelce.
Oh, my God. Another one.
I was listening to my podcast, and they were talking about one of the questions is, what's the furthest planet away from the sun?
Yes.
Obviously, Pluto.
Is Pluto even a planet?
That's what I wanted to talk about. I think, do you call people who are dwarfs not real people?
No, of course not.
Okay, because people are considering Pluto's not a real planet.
Because it's a dwarf planet. Yeah, that's BS.
That, yeah. So Pluto
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's still, yeah. So when people
if
are
dwarf
asking
dwarf as
me,
a person, dwarf as a planet.
Yeah, what's the furthest planet away from the moon? I'm always going to say Pluto.
You mean sun.
Did I say moon?
You said moon.
Sun, but I'm always going to say Pluto. It's
you got
not
the sun
Neptune.
In the morning and the moon at night.
It's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And that's the order.
How do you know that?
It's ingrained in my memory. That's the order of the planets away from the sun.
Some sort of savant?
Maybe.
Sort of planet savant?
Oh, my God.
Maybe you should have gone into, like, space exploration.
Maybe you guys shouldn't have put me in piano lessons when I was a child, and maybe you should have brought me to NASA with Grandpa.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't tell the pedophile story.
Jesus.
I shouldn't phrase it like that.
No, you should not phrase it.
We'll end on this story, people. I know you've had enough of us.
So when Josh was about four, I think it was his fourth birthday, there was this child's indoor play business.
Whimsy?
No, it wasn't Whimsy. It was down in Sherwood Plaza, right near where Moe's Southwest had been.
Welcome to Moe's.
Yeah, long gone though. Where Town Fair Tire is now. It was
Town
on the end.
Town Fair Tire.
People, like, she'll just blurt stuff out. There was this indoor play area, I forget the name of it, and we did Josh's birthday there. And they had all sorts of areas. They had different areas. One area was, like, all Legos. One area had, like, an indoor jungle gym type set up, and kids were climbing and jumping all over.
Like the Chuck E. Cheese type thing where Josh got stuck in the slide?
No, not quite that elaborate, but okay. You know, something where kids could just climb on
and
swing on or whatever. And so I was standing there with Josh's friend Brendan's dad, Ken, and we were just watching the kids run around. Again, birthday party, we're kind of keeping an eye on a whole bunch of kids, and the two of us are just standing there, and all of a sudden, this old man in a hoodie and ratty pants. Ratty jeans. My father comes walking over to us.
Ken didn't know this.
Ken doesn't know it's my father. He just this he's just some old guy's walking over to us. So this old guy walks over to us, my dad, and he says to me and to Ken, I mean, he's just like, he just walks up to us.
Like leans in.
He kind of leans in. He goes, you know what? This place would be great for a pedophile. And he just turns and walks away.
It's funny because if you know Grandpa's demeanor, he definitely just said it and turned around and just like, walked off.
It was like a quick hit where he doesn't chuckle or laugh at all. He just says it. Yeah, you know, this place would be a great place for a pedophile. And he'd walk away. And Ken, not knowing it's my father, suddenly has this look of panic on his face.
Like,
Ken's a high school teacher.
Where's that kid?
And he's like, looking, where's Brendan? You know, and I said to him, that's my dad and his demented sense of humor. Also,
I don't think he had it at that point.
I think at Josh's 7th or 8th birthday, when we went to Laser Zone in Marlboro, Grandpa decided he was going to go do laser tag and take out all those kids. Little Korean War flashback.
So he got on the vest and
put the vest on, got the guns and went in.
Flashback to Korea.
That's what I just said.
Oh,
I was. You weren't listening. You were laughing too much. Oh yeah, Grandpa loved that laser tag.
He's hilarious.
I told him you couldn't do it at your laser tag birthday.
Why not? That's funny.
He didn't.
And he dressed up as Elmo one time for our cousin's birthday.
And we called him Gilmo.
Gilmo smelled like cigarettes.
Always, because my dad smoked. So he quit. He did quit for 3 years or 4 years.
What, when me and Josh asked him to?
No. In 1988, when my Uncle Elliot, his oldest brother, got lung cancer, I remember being with him, and he just took the pack of Tarrington 100s out of his pocket, crumpled them up, and threw them in the trash.
And that was it? Cold turkey?
That was it. And he lasted that way for 3 or 4 years. I remember by the time Mom and I got married.
Eventually, he was like me and weed. He was a chimney.
No, well, I don't like that.
Okay.
He had chronic bronchitis.
Yeah, that was,
because of smoking. So heed that. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Heed
that warning.
I heed it.
On that note, thanks for joining us this week on Two Peas.
Same pod.
Until next time, America.
Peace out and
peas out.
See you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Two Peas, Same Pod, hosted by Eric and Tova Weinstein. Please subscribe and join us next time as we continue to share humorous anecdotes, funny mishaps, and comical observations from our own lives.
Two Peas, Same Pod is produced by 1253 Studios, bringing always humorous and sometimes thought-provoking conversations to you through your favorite podcasting sites. Creative Content and Marketing Director Tova Weinstein. Executive Producer and Chief Editor Eric Weinstein. Music by MBB. Find his work on YouTube by searching for MBB Music or at mbbmusic.com. Special thanks for the intro, outro, and trailer voiceover to Jordan Rich of CBS Boston Radio and Chart Productions, providing audio and voiceover recording and production, as well as podcast production and support. Visit Jordan at chartproductions.com. Funding for 2P Same Pod is provided by the Law Office of Eric Weinstein and listeners like you. Please consider subscribing and supporting this podcast. Until we meet again, this was 2P's Same Pod, a 1253 Studios production.